Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, welcome to episode 29. How's everybody doing out there? Thank you so much for tuning in. Today I wanted to talk about the topic of crossed wires. Why does it seem like our lives aren't working when we need it to be working or how it should be working? Why do we make so many irrational and self-debilitating decisions in our lives? Do you ever just sit back and just think about those things? And you may think, like, give me some examples, Sandy. Well, think about, for those that are in a relationship or married, how many times that we have an argument with our spouse and we tell ourselves we're going to stop, and yet we continue. And then we're calm, and then we go back to argue. How about when we worry about something, knowing full well that we can't change anything by worrying? Or we begin to possibly, we freak out when we get a credit card statement in the mail, but then we continue using the credit card and maxing it out. Especially if you're like me, I don't know how many of you guys like Target, but I love me some Target. And I get in trouble when I go to Target because I feel like I have to go to every single clearance section and just look. That's what I tell myself. I'm just going to look. And before I know it, as I'm in the payout line, the bill is over $100. How many of you girls out there can relate to what I'm saying to you right now? So those are some examples. The other one is maybe you're scrolling on your phone for hours. Instead, you should be doing something that's been on your to-do list or spending time with your family, but you decide, I'm just going to scroll and get lost in social media, which we've all been guilty of that. And even with me, myself, I'll go into work mode and looking at my calendar. And before I know it, an hour has gone by. And I thought, are you kidding me? I could have done something different with that time. And so I want you to think about these different scenarios. Like, there are some things that we continue to do and we don't know why we're doing it. Well, today I want us to have to look at how our brain works. A lot of times we have cross wires that we have made in our brains, believe it or not. We have to get to a point where we find solutions to the way that we're thinking and figure out, how can I get rid of these unhealthy patterns? But then we have to figure out, well, what's happening underneath? What's the problem? You know, if we really want to change the war inside of our minds, we must be willing to change our thinking. We must be willing to rewiring our thought patterns, rewiring our brain. And so I kind of want to talk a little bit about the brain today, not to make this episode boring. To me, it's like, ugh, these are like science things. But it's really more on how our brain works and operates and how we can actually be the controller of how that works. And so basically every thought that you have produced creates a neural chemical change in your mind. So something changes with our thoughts, whether it's a positive or a negative. And as you've already heard throughout my podcast, there's a lot of negative thinking that takes place majority of our time than positive. And so it really does, these neural chemicals changes, make changes in our brain. And guess what? Your brain literally like begins to redesign itself around that thought. So picture that. So let's think of a common thought, something that I've always even thought to myself that was a major core belief in my life: I'm not smart enough. So therefore, I begin to act like I'm not smart enough. Therefore, I prohibit myself from growing, from learning, from stepping out and doing things, because I've created this like new place and space in my brain that I've redesigned it around that initial thought. Think of it like our brain being more of the command center. It really does direct the parts of our body through neurons that are like just kind of spitting out. Think of that. And then the neurons begin to link together to create messages. The same messages that are sent a bunch of times will create these neural pathways. So it's like we're making a way for our thoughts to just be created, and this is how they're filtered in through the way. You know, it's kind of like when we go on a GPS, we have our destination and we're taking left, you know, this left, this right, highways, back roads to get to the destination. Our thoughts can lead us to those destinations, is what this simply means in simple terms. And then the presence of neural pathways make it easier to think for the body to send the same message over and over and over again. And then we begin to really condition our brain to believe what we believe. So think about it like this. When you first learned to ride a bike, was it easy? Did you know how to pedal? Did you know how to brake? I know for me, I think of our road bike that my husband and I owned. And I remember learning with my cleats how to cleat in and put those cleats in. And I remember trying to learn how to pop my cleats off, and I didn't know how to do it. And with my road bike, it was different than a regular bike. And so I was trying to learn, how do I brake? There's all these wirings, different kinds of settings. And I would miss it and I would fall all the time. But eventually I got the hang of it. Now the cleats part, guys, I don't know what it is. My brain is not processing, or I've just really believed that I cannot ride my road bike with cleats. But when we're learning to ride a bike, we get the hang of it, and eventually we can ride a bike. It's kind of like learning how to drive. And on Transformation Tuesday, I was actually sharing this with on Instagram, and I was saying that a lot of times, like, I knew how difficult it was for me to learn how to drive, but then my husband was trying to teach me, keyword, trying to teach me here, how to drive stick shift. And I had no idea. I felt major anxiety. I couldn't get the concept of the pedals and the stick shift, and I just couldn't do it. That I can still see myself and laugh about this all the time, where I literally parked the car, got out of it, and said, I'm not doing it. And so a lot of times in our minds, we can create these pathways where we feel like I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. Or it's like, I don't know how to do anything else. I don't know how to learn how to do this differently anymore. And so we are here today to talk about those things. You know, what are some of the things in your life that you've placed, that really has placed you in a rut in your thinking, that now is playing out in your behaviors, your emotions? Do you know that the way that we think about ourselves is the way that we carry ourselves, is the way that we are vocalizing who we are? So what are you vocalizing? What are you thinking? Or what has you in such a rut today? Is it your thinking? Is it life experiences? Is it the way that you're looking at life experiences? You know, this is where the lines become crossed in our brain. Because the more thinking that we do about that situation, if it's negative, it's creating like a rewiring that's taking place and creating a pathway that your brain begins now to process like, oh yeah, that's never going to change because this, this, and this. Do you remember this, this, and this? And you don't mean to be that way, but now you have crossed those wires where your brain is like conditioned to think in this way. And so our brains are designed to look for patterns and create those neurological pathways to help you to keep thinking and doing what you're doing. So for instance, have you ever been in a vehicle where you're driving and you zone off, but you're still driving? And you wonder, like, how the heck did I just space out for a minute and I'm still driving and didn't get in my accident? Or a lot of times, like my new car that I have tells me, get off the road, get some coffee, you're swerving. And it begins to vibrate. But some of us don't have those kind of vehicles. And it just jolts me right back into place. A lot of times that's what needs to happen in our lives, where we need to be jolted back into place But how does that come? Well, it comes just like it was for learning how to ride a bike, learning how to drive. And if, hey guys, if there's some of you out there that know how to drive stick shift, more kudos to you. Because for me, I chose that that's not something I want to grow and learn in. You know, a lot of times when it comes to rewiring our brains, a lot of that happens with people that have had trauma or really hard life experiences where their brains have been rewired. And even with trauma clients, I've had to, you know, basically stabilize them with their emotions and kind of regulate them because their emotions are dysregulated because they're still, their brain is wired a certain way due to the trauma. And having to redo that takes a lot of work. It's not easy. And so even with this today, guys, it's not easy to kind of break a habit that we're used to doing, to go ahead and begin to rewire the way our brains are. So how do you begin to do that, you ask? How do I start doing that? You begin by identifying unhealthy patterns that will lead you to where your thinking is coming from. And then find out, well, what's the underlying problem that's taken place here? Or when a certain situation comes, what is it that you automatically think to yourself? Because that will show you where your wires have been crossed and you're already thinking has created a pathway for you to think negatively in any situation. And it's really a good time to just kind of hone in. What has you in a rut today? With everything that's going on in America, it's easy for everyone to be in a rut, right? Because there's so much going on with this new strand of COVID, the social injustice, the things that are going on in different countries. It's so hard. Like, guys, I try not to watch the news because it just really causes anxiety and depression to take place because it's always negative. So imagine if we're constantly feeding. Think about the news being on in our brains and it's constantly being negative. How are you carrying yourself if you're constantly thinking on the negative, hearing the negative, talking in the negative, being around the negative? You're going to be a negative person. You're going to have your wires crossed and also begin to feel hopeless. It's so hard, guys. It's kind of like learning how to ride that bike. We fell a bunch of times. And at first, when you begin to identify some of these patterns, some unhealthy patterns, we have to get to the problem. And sometimes the problem is us. Sometimes it's the way that we're looking at things. Sometimes it's that we've allowed doubt to come in. Sometimes it could be that there's really a war. The battle is in the mind, guys. So there's a war that's in our minds, but we have to be willing to change our thinking. We must be willing to go ahead and rewire our thought patterns, begin to rewire our brains so that we can begin to change the dynamics of whatever we're facing or the season of life that we're in. If it's that we have to do mindfulness, if we have to do self-talk, we've got to figure out a way to begin to rewire our brains again in a healthy way. And it's interesting to me, as the Word of God says, you know, to take our words captive, to take our thoughts captive and submit them to the Word of God. Why do you think God says that? Take our thoughts captive and make them submit to the Word of God. Because we become a prisoner to that in our own thinking. And I love the analogy of take it captive. So think about it like capturing it in your hand and making it submit. So applying God's word over whatever that thinking is, whatever that core belief is, and speaking truth to it. And if there's a certain area of your life, let's say that you struggle with doubt, where you struggle with fear, where you're struggling with depression, then I want to really recommend, number one, seek help. Number two, begin to find those things in the Word of God that talks about those things and empower yourself with the truth. As John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth and it will set you free. So begin to be a truth finder with your thinking, with your perspective. It's time to really take a stand and begin to do those things that you want to stop doing. Like, have you really broken down the scripture where it talks about the things that I hate to do, I do, and the things I love to do, I don't do? Why is that? Again, the wires have been crossed in our mind, and it's time to begin to rewire our brains. And you may say to yourself, my goodness, this seems very complicated, but is this just something you can actually do from your own home? There's this thing called neuroplasticity, where it means that your brain's ability to restructure, rewire itself when it recognizes the need for adaption. In other words, it can continue developing and changing throughout life. So there's hope, guys. There's hope. I want to encourage you to know that there's hope that you can do this. So I want to give you some tips to begin, about 6 ways that you can begin to rewire your brain. Now, I'm not an expert in the brain, guys. I've just done a lot of studying with it and research regarding it. So given, you know, take what you want and do what you want with it. But these are some helpful tips that can kind of help you to rewire your brain. You may be surprised with some of the things I'm about to tell you. So, number one, play video games. Yes, I said video games. And there's been so much controversy regarding debating over the potential benefits and risk of video games, that how it could be very harming, which it can if you're not using balance. But there are some good things that can come with doing video games. For instance, I play Rummy 500, guys, and I love me some Rummy, love me some Scrabble, love me some words. It's my way of escaping. I'm a nerd, I know. But with video games, it gives you benefits with motor coordination, memory and reaction time, resilience, solving skills. In short, you can basically teach your brain new skills about the video game. And it does work, guys. Trust me when I say with Scrabble, I learn new things, make up new words, build. I feel like I'm learning when I'm doing this. Now, in short, when you play video games, you teach your brain new skills and basically improves your gameplay. Obviously, you're learning to recover from failure in a game that can help you to better bounce back, let's say. I hear my husband sometimes when he's playing Call of Duty, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And my husband always wanted to be a cop, and I tell him, baby, you are in the Call of Duty game. So anyway, so there are different games out there that can be very beneficial. 3D adventure games, puzzle games, rhythm gaming, dance games where you can go on the Wii and play sports. I mean, there are some benefits to that, guys. The other thing is maybe learning a new language, which I haven't ventured out to do because I have my English and Spanish language, so right now, I don't have time to learn a new language, but there's something that you can do. Also, the other thing is make some music. Learn to make some music. Write some music. And you may say, well, no, that's not me. Or even like music therapy. It's very good. Very good. I believe music is really therapeutic for me. I feel like an adolescent that comes out of this 46-year-old body and just starts to just relive life again. With songs like Girls Just Want to Have Fun, or even Madonna, guys. Old school songs and jams from Madonna, or Lisa and Colt Jam. Guys, it just does something to me. It's just so freeing to me. Music therapy could be very relaxing, very therapeutic for you. Even worship music. I've seen how worship music has caused healing and like basically reflection on whatever may be going on, and very soothing for the soul. And so the next one would be travel, taking some time away. I think that if you enjoy travel, here's another reason to get out and explore new things. Like for us, we have a boat, and I've been telling my husband, we need to get a map and start traveling all the different lakes or beaches out there. And then we can look to see where we've traveled and seen the beautiful water. Because for me, that's very relaxing. And it's also very relaxing for my husband. So anyway, so visiting new places can also help to broaden your worldview. It can help open your mind. It can bring relaxation and things like that. Also, you can try long walks if you can't, you're not able to travel right now, whether it's walking in your neighborhood or going to the grocery store in another part of town, going for a hike or virtual travels, which the National Geographic has lots of stuff on YouTube, by the way, guys. The other one is exercising. And you're like, wah, wah, wah. But exercising can help to build muscles. It helps to improve fitness and health, better sleep. Also, it can help strengthen your brain, guys. In particular, it leads to improvement in cognitive abilities like learning and memory. So even teaching your muscles to just work and become stronger in that can be very beneficial. And especially if you, like, let's say you exercise with someone else. There are social benefits to it, guys. Like, if you hate to work out, grab a buddy and go to walk. Or go to, grab a buddy and go to the gym. Like my son and his girlfriend, they go to a gym and they have a movie theater in their gym. So they're able to do workout and watch a movie. Hello, that's both of best worlds, people. Come on now, where there's a way, there's a will. Anyhow, the last one is, how about making art? How about going to, what's that thing that you do, wine, a glass of wine with painting, painting with a twist, things like that can also do. Also, I like art therapy, where I've gotten coloring books and where there's like numbers and I follow all the numbers to color in red and number two in blue, things like that. Or even there's therapeutic coloring books that can help you to just relax your body and really helps with even thinking is what I've uncovered about myself. And so those are some kind of good things that helps to just kind of rebuild and rewire your thinking. So even simple doodling helps. It offers the brain, you know, benefits by activating the brain into default mode network, which allows your brain to briefly like unfocus. Like, have you ever wanted to like just disconnect? This is a way of doing it where you can just doodle if you're a doodler. See, it's even simple things you can do, guys. And so, you know, next time when you find yourself waiting on something with empty hands, why not try doodling? Why not? See what happens. See what it leads you. See what it helps you. See what it makes you feel like. And so basically these are kind of some steps that can kind of help you. And of course, the last one is that you want to find solutions to the way that you're thinking and figure out unhealthy patterns that you may have, but really begin to look at what is the underlying problem or issue that's going on here. And like I said, if we want to change the war in our minds, it really does begin in changing our thinking. And we must be willing to rewire our thought patterns, which therefore will allow us to rewire our brains. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. See, it wasn't all stuffy, but it was about those wires that are crossed, can be in our thinking, but what are ways that we can really begin to change and rewire our brains? And I gave you some practical things and even some self-reflection things that you can take some time out and really begin to self-reflect on pathways that you've created. What have you conditioned your brain to do today? That it's time to go back in and do some reprogramming of the wiring that you've done, create some new pathways so that you can begin to change your perspective about whatever it is that you're facing today. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com and be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.